Savannah's back-in-the-day bakery is definitely vintage land. That imagined comfort zone, the 1940s and 50s, complete with period-flowered tablecloths and old-time aprons. Those were the years when baking from scratch was a badge of honor. You look in the bakery cases and you'd think you were at a community bake sale maybe 60 years ago. Cheryl and Griffith Day made this all happen. She does the sweets, he does the breads, and together they've written the Back in the Day Bakery Cookbook. Cheryl, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You are welcome. What qualifies as a vintage dessert?
You know, that's a great question. I think anything that reminds us of a sweeter, simpler time. I think it's different for everybody, but I think cupcakes are the all-American dessert. Anything that you kind of long for that reminds you of, you know, yesteryear. That's how I qualify it. And always things made from scratch. And it's just so wonderful now to kind of see this renaissance of people wanting to learn more about time-honored traditions and professions in general from the past. And fortunately, baking is at the forefront of that.
Well, we've seen the cupcake craze, and I don't think the chocolate chip cookie's ever going out of style.
Never.
But what do you see coming up? What's going to be next as being, you know, the next big vintage dessert to really hit?
I really am into pies right now. I think the craft of making a pie has made a comeback. And it's just something that no matter what your skill level is, you can make a pie. And who doesn't enjoy a slice of pie? And I think it's definitely going to be, you know, coming forward.
Well, you heard it here first.
I love pie.
I think, you know, pie and cake, those two words, if you just say them and think about them, they're so alluring.
It's true. And layer cakes, old-fashioned layer cakes.
Oh, yeah.
I think my grandmother used to call them celebration cakes.
I think about that pleasure you get as a baker of taking that one layer and you frosted the first one and you gently ease the second layer on.
It does. I really have the best job.
Yeah. But you have got, now this is something I wanted to get into, to talk about some of the favorite recipes in the books, evidently some of the really big sellers. And
and
you use some techniques that are really interesting to me. And one of them you have this chocolate heaven cake.
Yes.
Which is your chocolate layer cake with the buttercream frosting. But you do things in that cake recipe that you don't normally see. For instance, number one, you tell people to put all of the dry ingredients into the mixing bowl of a mixer.
Correct.
And then run the mixer for like 3 minutes.
Right.
Now, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Well, here's the thing. When Griff and I wrote the book, we longed for a book like this. We wanted a book that didn't feel like a textbook, but still really went into the science of baking. So we wanted to give all the details, all those little details that maybe your grandmother may have done that you may not have noticed. And these are the things that made the difference and made a cake lighter. It's basically, this particular recipe is an alternative to sifting flour. This is just another way to aerate your flour and get that light, fluffy texture in the cake.
Okay, so the next step in this cake, because this cake really fascinates me, and you say this is the one chocolate cake that will make your life change.
It really is. And I've been making it since I was 8 years old. So
that's been tested.
It has been tested a long time.
Okay, so you mix those dry ingredients and then you melt the chocolate, all 9 ounces of it, in 2 cups of coffee.
That's correct. That's what melts the chocolate. And it has to be really hot coffee. I will point that out.
That has to give the cake such an edge.
It really does. It just really takes it to a whole other level.
Okay, now there's one other step. Okay. There's sour cream in this recipe, right?
Yes.
And if I remember, is there oil in it or butter?
There's oil, actually. It's an old-fashioned retro cake. And back in the South, back in the day, pun intended,
right,
butter obviously was at a premium. So this recipe was made with oil. And again, it really makes it so moist.
But you whip together the oil and, as I remember, the eggs and sour cream.
Right. You kind of emulsify basically the eggs and the oil. So you get this light texture with the eggs. And then you add the sour cream, and that's going to, you know, add moisture again.
And then all you have to do is put that all into the bowl with the dry ingredients, and you're there?
Easy. I think the biggest problem a lot of amateur bakers or home bakers have is that a lot of cookbooks, unless, like I said, it's a technical textbook or something like that, they assume that you know what creaming butter and sugar means. And that is the biggest thing that you need to learn, the biggest technique. You know, it makes or break your cookies, your cakes, and, you know, everything in baking. So this recipe, the chocolate cake, I think is foolproof.
Well, Cheryl, thanks for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Cheryl Day is co-author with her husband, Griffith Day, of the Back in the Day Bakery Cookbook. Do try her chocolate heaven cake with chocolate buttercream. The recipe's on the website, splendidtable.org.